It's just after 6 o'clock here on 88.7 WLUW Chicago. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from the 100-watt hammer toe, 88.7, and podcasting exclusively on OutsideTheLoopRadio.com, coming to you from a soundproof booth at the finish line of this year's Chicago Marathon, this is another edition of Outside the Loop Radio, Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine.
Thank you so much, little announcer guy. Yes, this is the 100-watt hammer toe, as he said, WLUW. It is just after 6 o'clock, and you are listening to Outside the Loop Radio. How you doing, everyone? Happy Friday. It is time for the weekend, and we are here on Outside the Loop Radio to kick it off right. I'm your host, Mike Steven.
And I'm your executive producer, Andy Herman.
And we are back in the soundproof booth, as we are every week, for Outside the Loop Radio, show number 54, here on 88.7 WLUW. We are your almost above ground audio magazine, covering all sorts of issues and topics that are local and that don't always get the mainstream attention that they deserve, or maybe no one's talking about them, and we're just trying to get the dialogue started in the community. And it's just an audio magazine that's not quite mainstream. We're just, you know, we're a little, well, almost above ground.
And you know, I think I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I like being almost above ground.
I've come to terms with it.
It's good.
It is.
I like
thing.
It because, you know, we don't have to have cheesy production like mainstream commercial. We don't have to have like sounders and sweepers and stuff like that and contests.
Lots of reverb.
Lots and lots of
although
reverb.
I don't think I'd mind lots of reverb.
Wait, hold on. I got a reverb button here. Check. So we can spin ELO and Rush and whatever you want. But we're not going to because we're independent community radio.
All right, I take that back about the reverb.
All right, we've got so much to do on this week's edition of Outside the Loop Radio. We're in the soundproof booth, like I said, and we're broadcasting at the finish line of the 2007 Chicago Marathon that's happening this weekend. It's on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know anyone that's running in the marathon this year, Andy?
No, I don't think I do.
I had a friend who is running this year, and this guy also runs races as a bandit.
What?
A bandit.
Really?
It's someone who doesn't register for the race. So you don't pay the entrance fee.
Ah.
You just join up, like, you know, a mile out, and you just run. And you pray that no one catches you. I guess he's done this before. He's run races as a bandit. And one race, he crossed the finish line. And when you cross the finish line as a bandit, I mean, you're crossing it with a bunch of people. And someone saw him, and they scream, "Bandit! Bandit!" And he had to take off into the woods because the people were chasing after him, probably demanding the entrance fee. Yeah. Well, that's just insane. I mean, I would never do that. Would you? I couldn't do that. Could you?
I don't know. I think if I could run 26 miles, which is not possible, I don't know if I'd want to pay for the honor of running 26 miles. I could justify the mind of the bandit.
So you're okay with a bandit? All right.
In theory.
All right, we've got so much to do here on this week's edition of Outside the Loop Radio. By the way, if you are running the Chicago Marathon this weekend, you're insane, but good luck. We really want you to stick around and come back next week because we're here every Friday from 6 to 6:30 here on WLUW. And sometimes we've even got
stop that.
Okay. Our website is OutsideTheLoopRadio.com. So be sure to log on to that site and download the podcast of the show. You can put us in your MP3 player or your iPod. We are very portable.
Run with us.
Absolutely. Take us on the marathon. Also, we've got all kinds of info, contact info at OutsideTheLoopRadio.com, linked up through WLUW.org. Andy, later in the show, my friend, what are we doing?
Thank you for asking. Later on in the show, we'll be talking with a man who's made a career out of something very, very cool. And in fact, our very own Mike Steven interviewed this man years and years ago on the legendary Steven in the Evening Show.
Sweet radio tease.
Thank you.
Maybe we do deserve the reverb.
Stop that.
What else is coming up?
All right, after that, we'll be talking with the guy who started up a pretty cool journalism site online.
Yes, we will, Andy. And maybe you've noticed this week that the Chicago Reader looks a little different. We'll talk to the editor of the Chicago Reader momentarily. But first, the music this week is from the New Pornographers. Each week, we feature local music here on Outside the Loop Radio. And the New Pornographers, the majority of them are from Canada, But Nico Case, the lovely and talented Nico Case, she is in the band as well. She's done a bunch of stuff here in Chicago, a bunch of solo stuff, and she has her own band that she's recorded here with, and she's done a lot of stuff with here in the city. They are coming to the Metro on the 18th and 19th of October, so a Thursday and a Friday. I believe that Friday show is sold out, but they're doing the coolest band contest I've ever seen. I've got the audio. They put this up on Metro's website, metrochicago.com. And by the way, you can go to thenewpornographers.com. That's the band's website. But before we hear some music, we will hear from two band members talking about this contest that they are doing. And this is a serious contest, and it's all about the New Pornographers and Michael McDonald. You see, the contest is you have to sing one of the New Pornographers songs in the voice of the one and only Michael McDonald. You're listening to Outside the Loop Radio here on 88.7 WLUW. I'm your host, Mike Steven, in the soundproof booth with producer Andy Herman.
This is challenge number one. Sing one of our songs in your best Michael McDonald voice.
The thing about Michael McDonald is his voice is absolutely singular. The guy used to get paid like $5 billion to do backup vocals. I think he still does get paid that much. If there's any singer in the world whose voice is their trademark, it would have to be Michael McDonald. So do it justice. Do the voice of Michael McDonald justice. I'm sure you can. And it's worth an iPhone, isn't it?
Part of my routine each week is definitely to seek out one of those bins on the street or go into a cafe or a bookstore or something like that and find a copy of the Chicago Reader. The Reader, Andy, if you're a Chicagoan, is a must-have every week in the Chicagoland area. It's packed with everything you could want to know about the city of Chicago. Like I said, it comes out weekly, which is great, and it's free, of course, which is even better. Now, some people probably have noticed that the Reader this week looks a tad bit different. And I don't know how many people know about this, even though it was well advertised in last week's Chicago Reader. But we thought we would talk to Allison True. Allison is the editor for the Chicago Reader, and she is on the phone with us here on Outside the Loop Radio to explain why the Reader is a little bit different, at least physically. Allison, welcome to the show.
Hey, hi. Thanks.
Allison, this is very cool to talk to you because I'm a big fan of the Chicago Reader and what you guys are doing. The Reader now has changed, like I said, it's changed its look a little bit. Tell us exactly, for those of us who haven't picked up the Reader yet this week, what we can expect when we do.
Well, we've reduced the number of sections to one. Everything that used to be in the paper in three sections is now in one big fat one.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the content of the Chicago Reader. I've always really enjoyed the writing, the reporting, the way that it's honest and in some cases very blunt. Is the content still the same? Is what's inside the paper still the same?
All exactly the same.
So how are you then dividing up what would be considered the Section 3, the Section 2? I know a lot of people, when they grab the Reader, a lot of music fans especially, would go right to Section 3 and pull that out and look at the reviews and the concert listings and all the information about all different kinds of music in the city. That's just one example, but how are you now, you said you're putting this all together in one big section. How are people going to be sent to these different sections, if you will, even though it's one big newspaper, of the Reader?
The organization is very similar to what it used to be. The order of the presentation of the material remains mostly unchanged. We have our columns and features, or, you know, hard news, if you will, in the front, and our entertainment in the middle, and our classifieds in the back.
Allison True is on the phone with us here on Outside the Loop Radio. She is the editor of the Chicago Reader. Allison, recently there was a change in ownership of the Reader. It's not locally owned anymore. A lot of people have been concerned about this. There was a lot of discussion about it. But is this pretty much the reason why that the Reader is changing its format? Is this because of the ownership change?
No, I can see why you might think that. But we've actually been moving toward this switch for a really long time. I've been looking forward to it for months, and we finally just got it off the ground sort of simultaneously with the change in ownership. The new owners were interested in making the switch also because there are some major economic advantages to printing in one section, so which is why we were heading that way in the first place, or one of the reasons. So no, the new owners, you know, facilitated the change, but they didn't order it.
Well, how's that ownership change going? Have there been any massive changes because of the new owners? A lot of people, like I said before, really enjoy the Reader. And I said personally, I enjoy it because of the writing. It's very thorough, it's blunt, it's honest, and it gets to the point of a lot of things that the mainstream media does not cover. With the ownership change, will any of that be altered? Or will any of the things that we have come to know and love from the Chicago Reader disappear or change in any way?
No, I mean, not as a result of the change in ownership. I can't say the paper's not going to change because we're always changing. We're always trying to make it better, always trying to improve ourselves. But the Creative Loafing Company bought the Reader because, as they said, it's the crown jewel in the alternative weekly industry, and it's no big mystery why they would want to own the paper. And they certainly didn't buy it so they could dumb it down or gut it or, you know, turn it into something that is a whole lot different from what people in Chicago already love. I mean, that would just be stupid. There have been some big changes here in our staff you may have heard about or read about, and they have to do largely with how the new owners want to take advantage of economies of scale. They own several other papers in the Southeast, and they are moving us into a centralized production system. So we've lost our page layout artists and our art director and our circulation department. But as far, I think you were mostly asking about how the paper is going to be experienced by readers. And as far as we can tell, the new owners want us to continue our great work.
Well, Allison, I mentioned that the Reader isn't locally owned anymore. Was that a serious concern that the ownership is moving out of Chicago, that maybe it would lose touch with what's happening here in the city? Because the Reader is really in touch with the pulse of the Chicago community as a whole. And with that, I mean the different neighborhoods and the different areas of Chicago that make up this city. Was there any concern about that in the editorial department or on the staff?
Oh, yeah, well, sure. I mean, everyone's first thought was, what does this mean? But, I mean, it became abundantly clear immediately that the new owners bought into the Reader because it's so great at what it does, and they don't have any reason to want to change it. I mean, you know, there's a trend, I'm sure, you know, there's a trend in journalism these days toward localism and man on the street in the neighborhoods kind of reporting. And, you know, the readers got there 35 years ago, and we've been doing it better than anybody ever since. So we wrote the book on localism, and we don't have any reason to think we should change.
Well, Allison, we wanted to just see what was going on over at the Reader and check in with you to see what those of us who have not picked up the Chicago Reader yet can expect. And by the way, we should mention the Reader now, Allison, coming out a day earlier. This is true, right?
We're coming out on Wednesdays and delivering into Thursday morning.
So you can look for the Chicago Reader now a day earlier. Allison True is the editor for the Chicago Reader. You can go to chicagoreader.com. By the way, they have great web articles and lots of blogs. So go to chicagoreader.com. Allison, thanks so much for giving us some of your time here on Outside the Loop.
Thank you.
I took a plane, I took a train.
Who cares? You always end up in the city.
This is Andy Herman, executive producer of Outside the Loop on your listener-supported community radio, 88.7 WLUW.
And this is your host, Mike Steven. Thanks for listening to the show. We're here every Friday from around 6 to 6.30 here on 88.7. The music we're listening to right now is music from the New Pornographers. They are coming to Chicago October 18th and 19th over at Metro. And they are giving away an iPhone to whoever can sing one of their songs in a Michael McDonald voice the best. What a fool believes. I got to work on the falsetto part.
Not even close, dude.
Alrighty then, I won't be winning that contest. But anyway, this is Outside the Loop Radio, as I'm sure everyone is glad to hear right now. The sweet, dulcet tones of me doing Michael McDonald's voice. OutsideTheLoopRadio.com is the show website. You can get all of the audio archives there, including me doing Michael McDonald imitations. So be sure to hit up that website, OutsideTheLoopRadio.com, linked up through WLUW.org. Andy, by far one of the most interesting and coolest periodicals I've ever seen is a magazine called Found Magazine. And this was something that was started right here in Chicago. And Davey Rothbart is one of the guys behind Found Magazine. And he is on the phone with us. We're going to talk to him in just one second. But Andy, if you had to describe what Found Magazine is, how would you describe this? I mean, it's a collection, essentially, isn't it?
It's a collection of cool stuff that you find on the street, but mostly, the reason I like it so much, it's like a snapshot. It's like a small little picture into someone's mind.
These
found objects,
right.
These found lists, everything is just, it's so interesting.
When stuff blows by you on the street, you know, pieces of paper, or maybe like someone leaves something behind at a restaurant, well, this magazine is a collection of all of those things. Davey, like I said, is on the phone. He is now, this is the official title here for his organization, the Mighty Found Magazine Empire. He is point guard, which I believe translates into like the creator, founder of Found Magazine. Davey, welcome to Outside the Loop.
Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Now, I think I was one of the first people back in like, I don't know, like 99 or 2000 to interview you about this magazine. You came into the downtown WLUW studios. We had studios downtown at the time. You and Josh Knoll, who writes for the Tribune now, I think I interviewed you guys like years ago about this.
That's right. I remember that. That was awesome because, you know, Found Magazine, it's this gigantic collaborative art project, really. It requires the participation of thousands of people, you know, around Chicago or really around the country, finding this stuff and sending it into us. So, you know, it was fun to spread the word in that way then and now. And, you know, now we get probably 10 to 20 found things sent into us every day. You know, the brand new issue of Found number 5 just came out, and it's got some great, interesting, weird finds in there, like this little contract that was found in San Francisco. It says, I, Becca McNeil, state herein that upon my death, Drew Copel has all legal rights to my skull.
So someone wrote that their friend, or maybe, I don't know, maybe it's not their friend, has all legal rights to their skull?
That's right. And what was that conversation like, you know, when they're trying to convince them to sign this agreement?
That's one of the great things about Found Magazine. Just like Andy said, you think about the situations where these found items and pieces of paper or whatever came from, and it just blows your mind, doesn't it?
It does, because it just sparks your imagination, you know. It's just a glimpse into someone's life, a fragment of a story. So it's up to you to piece together the rest of it.
Davey, you mentioned that Found number 5 is out right now, and people can go to your website to check it out, foundmagazine.com. It's also in paperback as well. It's an actual magazine, but people can always go wherever in the world to foundmagazine.com. And also, this is very exciting, you will be in Chicago this coming Tuesday. You're on this whirlwind tour right now, I know, but you'll be in Chicago this Tuesday, October the 9th, at Heart of Gold, which, if you haven't heard of, it's a loft space on Lincoln Avenue. It's 3036 North Lincoln on the fourth floor. Tell us a little bit about what this tour, this Found Magazine tour, is all about.
Yeah, you know, what we do is my brother Peter and I, you know, we hit the road every year to go out and try to collect newfound stuff and, you know, and to share some of our favorite finds with people. So I'll just get up there with a stack of stuff. And then my brother, Peter, he's actually written songs based on some of these found notes, and they're amazing, they're ridiculous. So it's kind of like a big rowdy reading and music event. And, you know, as we've been traveling around, people have been giving us great stuff already. I like this one that someone gave me in Burlington, Vermont. It says, "Dear Mr. Whomever lives here, I am a bad aim, and whilst trying to throw a pack of cigarettes to my lover on the third floor, I missed and got them stuck on your balcony instead. This is a problem, since cancer is expensive, yet I am poor. Would you please drop the pack off in room 403? Thank you so much, Jory."
But yeah, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, Davey. Now, people can send you all of this stuff, right? People can get in contact with you how?
If anyone has found an interesting note, they can go to that website, foundmagazine.com. They can send it to my address, or they can, you know, even scan it and email it in. I would love to see it. Or bring it Tuesday to Heart of Gold. We're going to have our big found party, 8 o'clock Tuesday night, October 9th. And we'd love to see your finds then.
Davey Rothbart is the point guard for Found Magazine. That means he is the co-creator and co-founder of Found Magazine. Foundmagazine.com is that website. This Tuesday, October the 9th, at Heart of Gold at 8 p.m. That's 3036 North Lincoln. It's a loft space. Go up to the fourth floor. The Found Magazine party, as Davey and the crew are on the Found Magazine tour. Davey, thanks so much for joining us here on Outside the Loop, and we'll definitely keep in touch.
Thanks a lot, guys. I always appreciate it.
You're listening to Outside the Loop Radio here on your listener-supported community radio, 88.7 WLUW. And here we are, Andy, outside of the Beechwood Inn in Wicker Park, about to go inside to talk with a really interesting guy.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. And appropriately, this bar is at the corner of Beech and Wood.
It's very clever how they do that.
You kept asking me where it was. You just didn't get it, did you?
I'm the special host of Outside the Loop.
But let's head in. I love the neon here, so let's see what's inside.
Let's go. So here we are sitting in a booth at the Beechwood. Mike Steven and Andy Herman. And I'm sitting here with Steve Rhodes, who is the founder of the Beechwood Reporter. Steve, I gotta say, this bar is pretty incredible.
Well, it was incredible enough to name my website after it.
Why did you name your website after this bar?
A lot of the ideas for the site originated here. A lot of my contributors are from among the regulars that have hung out here over the years, and I knew these people were smart and funny and talented, and that the world needed to hear from them, and so it all kind of started from here. And you know, this is one of the classic neighborhood Chicago bars with a real sense of community and a sense of regulars, and the kind of bar that really has been disappearing in Chicago over recent years. So that is another reason why I think it's important and why I really wanted to name my site after this, because of what it represents.
And your site, talking about exactly what you just said, what it does represent, we've had some writers on from your site, and we've done so because, while they write pretty well, they have some good things to say, but overall, the site, I think, represents this really ground-level journalism that is disappearing. It's community journalism, and I think that in a democracy, we really need that, and that's what your site's all about. And another reason why I like your site is because it's honest. It's honest reporting. It's real reporting, and I think that is so important, especially we live in Chicago where everything is crooked.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real key to what we try to do on the site. It's kind of an unvarnished look. It's kind of a site that says, you know, let's get real and tell the truth about things, for better and worse. And I mean, we don't really have a slogan or a motto, but one of the ones we tossed around was a bar's eye view of Chicago. And in a lot of ways, I think that's what it is. It's what Chicago looks like from the perspective of reality and real people, and kind of stripping away all the kind of media formulas and boxes and narratives that they put things in, stripping away the public relations campaigns and the political talking points and spin points. We kind of just want to get to what's real and authentic, and I think that really... I think the feel of our site has that. We have that. You know, it's really kind of a big thing in marketing right now to, you know, authenticity. But you can't fake authenticity. What authenticity really is honesty and transparency and that sort of thing. So hopefully that's what we have.
I've always said that some of the most insightful, knowledgeable, and well-connected people in the community are bartenders and barbers, because they see everybody, and I think that's really what it is.
Without question, here at the Beachwood, you know, when I think about the regulars and the people who hang out here, you know, someone who works for the CTA, someone who works for the county, several musicians, a couple of people in the media, someone who works in a law firm, an accountant. I mean, it really spans the breadth of occupations you can have in Chicago, at classes and gender and race and that sort of thing. And it's such a great mix. And it's the kind of mix that you don't get in a lot of bars. You've got, you know, 23-year-olds having conversations with 55-year-olds that are very interesting. And but we're all experiencing Chicago, and we get the media likes to segment people off into these demographic targets, and that's just not the way the world really works. And I think also because of that, when I think of, you know, there's this kind of romantic view of Mike Royko and the Billy Goat, and I hold that view in a historical sense. But for reporters who hang out at the Billy Goat now, I mean, that's the tourist buses are rolling in and out. That's, you know, this is the kind of bar that I think a Mike Royko today would hang out at, where you're among people from all walks of life, and that's the only way to really learn about what's going on in the city.
Yeah, I remember we talked to Rick Hogan of the Tribune, who is, of course, legendary at the Billy Goat, and he said just about what you said, that bars are great because everyone, it's really democracy in action. Everyone has a chance to talk to everyone, no matter if you make six figures and I make, you know, five figures, and I make $10,000 a year, you're a millionaire. We still sit down and we have a beer, and that's great. And I think what you said about the gamut of people that come into a place like this, that's reflected on Beachwood Reporter, because you cover politics, art, music, even TV. You cover all these things in a very honest way, and it is like you're sitting down next to someone at a bar stool in a bar, maybe here in the Beachwood Inn, and talking about these things. But that being said, it is very well written, of course.
Well, thanks. I mean, that's what we try to do. I mean, there's nothing wrong with writing and discussing and talking about really crappy TV shows, or, you know, really great TV, or TV that you don't want to admit, but let's face it, you love, you know, watching The Real World just in order to hate these people or whatever. And then in the next breath, talking seriously about city, state, or even national politics. I mean, I like having all of that next to each other, because that's what life is and how we go through life. And I think that the media is often afraid of irreverence, or afraid of things that they think will damage their credibility, or they're afraid to not be unserious at times. But, I mean, people can decipher the difference between when you're outraged about the war and when you're outraged about that dreadful TV series My Boys on TBS. I mean, you know, people
pisses you off that it's supposed to be in Chicago. They don't know what they're doing.
Oh, it's just brutal. But people can decipher the difference between that, and I think, you know, just like a good newspaper or magazine or TV show ought to have, is all of those things together and right next to each other. You know, and so that's what we try to do.
That's what the Beachwood Reporter is all about. You can go to beachwoodreporter.com right now. Beachwoodreporter.com, spelled just like it sounds. Beachwoodreporter.com, and see what Steve Rhodes and his crew have come up with, because it's really important, I think, now, especially. We've lost the Chicago Reader, locally owned no more. But we've got the Beachwood Reporter. So beachwoodreporter.com is that website. It's like the almost above ground audio magazine for the internet. But don't take that, because that's our tagline, the almost above ground audio magazine.
Okay, well maybe we'll be not quite almost above ground. Okay. We'll play around with that a little bit.
Steve, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Well, that does it. Another edition of Outside the Loop Radio here on your listener-supported community radio, 88.7 WLUW. This has been show number 54. I'm your host, Mike Steven.
And I'm your executive producer, Andy Herman.
And it's been our pleasure coming to you from the Soundproof booth, as we do each week. So be sure to come back from 6 to 6:30 next week for another edition of Outside the Loop Radio, Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine. We've been broadcasting the show this week from the booth at the finish line of this year's Chicago Marathon. So we're right here on Columbus, right near the Buckingham Fountain downtown. And if you're running the marathon this weekend, be careful. Good luck. Have a great run. And we'll see you again on the flip side next week. Stay tuned, because the Reggae Vibe Show with the great Slacky J is coming up right now. So don't go anywhere. Copyright 2007.
Albert James Productions.
We got to thank DJ Goldie G, Dave Goldman, who is the OTL theme song composer. Also thanks to Lawyer Danny, who does all of our legal counsel. Andy, I'll talk to you again next week, again from the Soundproof booth. I love you.
You're a very, very hot man.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother. Is that a good Michael McDonald?
Not bad. You're getting better.
I want to win that iPhone. Thanks for listening to Outside the Loop here on 88.7 WLUW.